Hey, Shalom. It is very important for us to look at the order of the body of Jesus Christ when they come together for worship, for public worship. We began this idea in chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians, where the church was divided because they did not discern the place of authority and the praise of the Holy Communion and the praise of the spiritual gifts. And finally, Paul talked about he gave an example of the body, and he said the diverse parts of the body, of the one body, can only work together when they're united and they're not competing. At this particular point, verse chapter 13, still in public gathering or in public assembly, the assembly of God's people here on earth, he said that this unity can only happen when we have love. And so he brings in and speaks about the most excellent way. And that's why he says, I'll show you the most excellent way. And here he's just about to talk about the place of love. Kind of Paul is saying that the gifts of God baptizes the many parts of the body of Jesus Christ together. That is, it is the gifts that will actually lift the church high. It brings us together and lift the church high, but it is the love that binds it for a long time. You see, it's one for the body to be lifted up at one time, to be really high and doing a lot of exploits on earth. But will it last forever? Will it continue for the next 10 minutes, 30 hours, 2 days, 10 years? And for the church to continue where the Lord has put it, it is the power of love that is going to keep it up. And so Paul here is actually taking part to talk about the most excellent way. This church at Corinth was competing about the gifts, but they have gotten or they have forgotten the most important part of it. And the most part of it is love. Now, what is love? Love is thinking of other better than yourself. John Piper, who has written a very good article about love, he says, when you draw your joy from the joy of another, that is love. In other words, when your joy comes from the joy of another, so you stop thinking about your joy and you concentrate on feeling the joy of another, because from the joy of the other member, that is where your joy will come from. If every couple, if the man, if the male, if the husband thinks about this, about his wife, and the wife thinks about her husband, that will be a perfect marriage, and God will command a blessing. Remember, God says in Psalms 133, where there is unity, God commands a blessing and life forevermore. The reason why there is a lot of chaos and a lot of lifelessness in the body of Jesus Christ today is because we are divided. There's division. But it's only love that can be able to bring us together. And Paul has seen, he said some very strong statements to help this church understand the place of love, because he says, if I speak in tongues of men and angels, but do not have love, I'm only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. Now, this is very sobering, that if you have gifts of tongues of men and of angels, we realize they are gifts of that they are tongues of men and angels. That's okay. Paul says, you've got those gifts, but you do not have love, just like that instrument that's just resounding. It's a gong, it's an instrument that's just sounding and has no life. So love gives life to the gift. Then he says, if I have a gift of prophecy and can fathom or understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains but do not have love, I have nothing. So he's bringing love to show that gifts can only work at the context of love. Gifts can only unite in the context of love. May God continue to help us understand the dynamics of love and what love is. And so he's saying, he's mentioning now particular gifts, and he says, if I give all I possess to the poor and give from my body to hardship, that I may boast, but I do not have love, I have nothing. So Paul places love as the most excellent way of life. And if you have love, gifts will shine. If there's no love, gifts have nowhere to be plugged in the body of Jesus Christ. So he gives about 16 things now, what he thinks love is and what he believes love to be. You see, or the characteristic of love. He says, then love is patient. So, whatever he's calling that we want to see the gifts of the Holy Spirit working in, they will work in when there is patience in the body of Jesus Christ among one another. If I'm not patient, the gift will not work. This is how we quench the Spirit of God and the gift. This is what we make the gifts of God non-effective. So he says, love is patient, love is kind, love does not envy, love does not boast, love is not proud, it does not dishonor others. So, for example, how can you dishonor others and expect the spirit or the gift of prophecy to work, the gift of tongues to work in the body and to benefit? So he says, love does not dishonor others, love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. Love, it does not record, does not keep records of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoice with the truth. It always protects, it always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in parts and we prophesy in parts. But when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I listened like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now, we see only in a reflection, as in a mirror, then we'll see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully when, even as I am fully known. And these three remains: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of all this is love. In short, Paul is looking at the greatness of this element we call love. In fact, he compares three things in the body of Jesus Christ that will remain. He says faith will remain, hope will remain, and love will remain. But then he says the greatest of all these is love. Love is the container through which gifts work, is the context through which gifts work. He says the rest of the gifts are going to cease. He also said that we know in parts, we understand in parts, all those gifts come in a partial way. But one day there'll be completion, and it is love that is going to maintain and keep moving. So Paul is finishing or is talking about this dimension and saying, if we want to understand the working of the gifts in the church and the completeness, let there be love. Let people rejoice over each other. And let's look at each other and serve each other and love each other and be patient with each other. Do not seek for what concerns self, but let us submit to each other and be willing to benefit each other. That is love. Lord God, help us to understand love and help us to appreciate love and help us to experience love and to receive love and to give love even in the body of Jesus Christ, so that when we gather together, when we assemble together, we will glorify God here on earth. In Jesus' name.